Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, Pete. Welcome to Buffalo. We would like to thank you for taking some time to speak with our local media today. If you would like, we can get started with an opening statement.
Yeah, that'd be great. First of all, just thank you for all for being here. A lot of familiar names and faces, and I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody in person. I just wanted to start by thanking John Mara and Steve Tisch. I've loved being here with the Giants every minute of it, and they've been incredibly gracious and professional during this entire process. Quick thank you to Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, true partners since they set foot on the ground here. I'm going to really miss working with those guys. Everyone at the Giants and my staff, we all know we're only as good as our teams. And my wife, Patty, very happy that career and geography has finally aligned and can get her back. She's as excited as I am to return home. And just finally, Terry and the Pegula family, wanted to thank them. There's so much opportunity with these franchises. I'm humbled that he's put his faith in me to help lead both organizations, and I can't wait to get started.
We will open it up to questions now, and the first question will be from John Worrell.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Good, John. Good to see you.
Yeah, welcome back. I guess you can come back home again.
Apparently.
Aside from the obvious, what was the lure and how much pride might you take in having, you know, played a role in keeping the Bills in Western New York, given the work you did back in the early 2000s and what you're seeing from them right now as being a successful franchise?
Yeah, I mean, like it's a surreal moment. I think from the minute I left, there's always a little bit of me that wanted to come back, and you just never expect things are going to work out like this, but it's almost like a gravitational pull in some ways when you come from the area and you take a lot of pride in growing up there and representing your hometown teams. And you're right. I think there was an incredible foundation built then, and it's carried over, and all Terry and his family has done is improve upon it. And now we're looking at something like this new building in 2026 that's absolutely an aspirational project and something that the people of Buffalo deserve. So yeah, it's very rewarding and exciting to come back.
And just one other question on the Sabres, given your experience in Charlotte, how much does that provide you some insight on maybe some of the challenges you face in getting this franchise back to where it should be?
I can't wait to get to work on the Sabres. I really think that is the potential there, I think, is incredible. To your point, I spent 10 years working in an arena model down in Charlotte. I know exactly how it needs to operate. Those buildings are community assets. They're the staples of the city, and they're the catalyst for growth in markets if they're handled the right way. So I can't wait to get to work on the Sabres. I'm just as excited about the Sabres as I am about the Bills.
Hey, Pete, it's Brayton Wilson from WBEN News Radio. First off, congratulations and welcome back to Buffalo.
Thanks, Brayton.
I wanted to get your thoughts in terms of just the undertaking now as now becoming the new COO of the Bills and the Sabres with the projects that are going to be going on, not only at KeyBank Center this upcoming summer with the roof and the new video board, but also everything that's going on with the stadium down in Orchard Park as well.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't be excited about it. Again, I've spent 16 years working in the NFL. I'm very familiar with the league business model. You know, we have a massive facility here that we're managing on a day-to-day basis. Having spent time working in an arena, I think I'm kind of uniquely positioned to help with both properties. It's going to be a lot, but it's not like I'm going to be doing it alone. There's great people already on the ground there. I've already spoken to Josh with the Bills and Rob with the Sabres, and they're doing tremendous work right now. And I'm going to dig in with both of them. And I feel like, you know, this is the kind of opportunity that you want to put yourself in position to be involved in. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of it. And I think the great people we already have there are going to be a huge asset to get me up to speed.
Hi, Pete. Matt Fairburn from The Athletic. Welcome back to Buffalo.
Thanks, Matt.
You know, obviously, we know about your experience with the Giants and down in Charlotte in the NBA. I'm curious what your relationship to the sport of hockey is, like what your background and knowledge of the sport is.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Rochester, so, you know, I was an Amherst fan growing up, and we didn't have professional sports, you know, high-level professional sports there. So through the Amherst, became a Sabres fan. It's always been my team. I wouldn't say I'm a hockey expert, Matt, by any means, but I love the sport. I'm thrilled to kind of dig in and, you know, really spend some time with Kevin and Don and kind of understand their vision for the team. I know the team's been playing well recently. I know we got a lot of young talent and there's a ton of potential there. And like, I'm hopeful that, you know, we get everything right with the arena, that the team is growing at the perfect time and everything comes together. I've seen it. And when that happens, it's a special time. And I was in Buffalo when that barn was full every night and the TV ratings were through the roof. So I think it's there. And I think we just have to unlock that passion again.
What do you see as, you know, obviously you'll know more as you get on the ground and, you know, have those conversations, but what do you see as kind of the biggest challenges from a business side with the Sabres as you enter this job?
Yeah, no, look, I think Terry and I have had lengthy conversations about the Sabres, and he's incredibly committed and passionate about that team. I don't think anybody wants to see it be more successful than him. I think there's some things with this arena that we need to take a look at. I mean, it's all about experience. You can't control exactly what's going to happen on the ice, but you can control what people see and do from the minute they step on the street to the minute that they're in their seat. So that'll be a focus, kind of going through that process, making sure that the experience is great, feeling like the value proposition is there. You know, candidly, it's not just the Sabres. Like, that building hosts 100 plus events every year. It's everything that's going on in that arena that is important. So I think one of the things we'll definitely focus on, because I've heard a lot about it, is the experience of being a Sabres fan and what it's like to walk into that building.
Hi, Pete. Nice to meet you virtually. I'm Matt Bove with WKBW in Buffalo. Like everybody else has said, congratulations. Two questions for you. The first one being, from the time that you left in 2009 and then in the 15 years since, what's the biggest thing you've learned in the roles that you've been in that you are going to try and implement to these organizations?
You know, the NBA, especially when I got there, it's always been kind of a challenger brand. It's very entrepreneurial and scrappy. And, you know, fortunately, I took a lot from Buffalo. We're in a small market. You know, you really have to work hard and really strategic and smart. But the NBA at that time, I felt, was almost like grad school for sports marketing. And I've just learned a lot about how to operate a franchise, how to operate it efficiently, how to make sure it's profitable, how to make sure that the customer experience is great. And then coming back to the NFL, you know, it's all about scale. You're leveraging this massive brand in the biggest market in the country. So I think, you know, just all those experiences together are kind of putting me in a great position to kind of come back and leverage them against both properties moving forward. So it's kind of hard to summarize it all, Matt, but it's been a lot. Like I said, going to Charlotte and spending 10 years there and literally rebuilding that operation from scratch, and then coming to the Giants and spending 5 years here and trying to modernize the business operations of a 100-year-old franchise, I've just acquired a lot of institutional knowledge that I'm looking forward to apply here in Buffalo.
And how do you find a balance between the two, knowing that both of them deserve so much time and effort, but also realizing that there's only one of you and you can't be in two places at once?
I think you do it with your team. You know, I mean, the plan is, again, I'm not going to do this by myself. I'm going to come in and we're going to do some discovery around both properties. And the goal is to make sure that we're set up for sustained success with both franchises. So, you know, I think it's about putting a team together and making sure that this is not one person who you're depending on. It. Nobody should be overwhelmed, including myself. So, I've done this before. I feel confident I can come in and put a structure in place that's going to benefit both organizations.
Hi, Pete. How are you? Sal Capaccio here from WGR Radio. I'm driving right now, so I don't want to show my face and do that. But in the meantime, welcome back to Buffalo. Congratulations. I know we've never met, but I think you left, I think, the organization maybe a couple years before I came back. So it is always good to come back to Western New York. There's just something that gets you pulled back, I would say, isn't there?
Agreed. Thanks, Sal. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I just pulled over there, so good to virtually meet you here. Similar question to Matt a little while ago about what you've learned. How has being involved in different sports kind of taught you a little bit along the way? Because obviously they are all a little bit different. What can you take from the NBA that you can take to the NFL? And I believe even like a soccer background in some respect as well. And now even to the NHL, like, I don't want to double up on the same question, but they are different, obviously. What can you learn about how they can operate kind of the same in a business model, but they are so different?
Yeah, the disciplines and the business verticals are similar, right? It's really just a different product. Probably the biggest adjustment was moving from the NFL to the NBA and moving into more of an arena model again, where you're not necessarily just focused on the team. The team obviously critically important, but we had a lot more going on than just that. And it was important to create a narrative and the right optics around that franchise, so people understood, hey, win or lose in Charlotte, that arena was very important to the community. And so that's something that I can clearly bring back here. Now, from an NFL perspective, you know, working in a small market was great. Working for Mr. Wilson, who's one of the founding fathers of the league, I think he's certainly taught me the value of small markets and how important they are to the power of the 32 NFL teams. When I went to work in Charlotte and work for MJ, you know, it was all about brand and authenticity. And I learned a ton from him. And then coming to New York, where, you know, John and Steve and John's family are really stewards of the league and understanding, you know, how important the league model is, the business. So I think the culmination of all that experience and bringing it all to bear in a market like Buffalo is going to be really important. Like, there's a lot of big projects and a lot of opportunities, but when you're in a smaller market like Buffalo, you just got to work harder. You got to be better. You got to be more strategic. So I'm hoping that everything that I've learned is going to help us put these properties in the absolute best position.
And if we can go back, I mean, you've been through the years. And I mean, I grew up here thinking the Bills would leave all the time, right? A new stadium needed. And you went through that. You went through the 90s and the early 2000s. You were here to see this come to where it is now. And for you to come in now on, hey, this thing's being built, right? We're in the ground here. What's that been like for you?
Like, that's why it's important to have an owner like Terry. I mean, this ownership is about commitment and resources. And he's providing both. And I think it's clear, right? You can see how successful this team has been over the years. You see where we're going with this new stadium. It's gratifying, you know, to even, you know, like I was the opposite. I never thought it would leave. I really thought that the Bills belong in Buffalo. They're synonymous here. Like, it can't. It's the identity of the city. It cannot go anywhere. So I was always very hopeful that that would never happen. And then to have someone like Terry come in and solidify that. And now to come back and be part of the future, and hopefully create a legacy for him and his family here. Again, that's extremely gratifying.
Hey, Pete, how you doing? This is Mike Pietro with the Buffalo News. Congrats on the job. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
You know, I know you kind of covered a little bit about some of the challenges of overseeing two teams and managing two teams at once on the business end. But I thought maybe you could just sort of enlighten us about, it was that something that, you know, excited you, appealed to you? Did you see it as sort of a challenge to do that?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I think, you know, when the request initially came in to interview me, you know, I wasn't completely sure exactly what the scope of the role was going to be, but I prepared to have the conversation about both organizations because I just think there's a lot of synergy there. And I think there's an opportunity, you know, with my background, to help in both areas, and quickly found out that both teams were a hot topic when we met. Again, we spoke as much about the Sabres as we did about the Bills. Terry and his family are incredibly passionate about the team. And so, you know, having my background of working in the arena side, I was really excited to have that conversation. You know, we talked really more conceptual. Mike, you know, it's hard if you haven't been in there and you haven't done the due diligence yet to know exactly what to do. But I think a lot of the things that we did in Charlotte aligned with Terry's vision for the team. So I, you know, when we come in and take a hard look at everything, we'll refine the strategy. But yeah, it was a huge draw, you know, to be able to participate with both and assist with both was something that I was very interested in. I'm very happy it worked out that way.
And with the work that you did in Charlotte, you feel extremely prepared for what's going to go on at the KeyBank Center?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I walked into Charlotte, it was an interesting landscape. It was so bad I wasn't sure I was going to take the job. But when I went down, I saw a relatively blank canvas, still wasn't convinced. And then I got the word from the team that MJ was going to be investing and be the majority owner, and I thought, like, this is a game changer. You're never sure if it's going to work out, but pretty confident we can leave it better than we found it. And it was an incredible 10 years, better than I could have anticipated. I really enjoyed working in that environment. Like I said, it's really entrepreneurial. There's a lot of things you can do. There's so much activity in that building that you can leverage on a day-to-day basis that it was just a really, really fun challenge. And from the business side, you know, we were incredibly successful down there. So I'm looking, you know, things that make sense, I'm hoping we can recreate here, but it's going to take, everything's different, right? It's going to be, this is a custom opportunity, but I'm hoping, again, some of those experiences are going to be beneficial when we dig in on the Sabres.
Hey, Pete, it's Brayton Wilson from WBEN. Again, I did have a quick follow-up. I know that we're still very early in the process here. I know that you just recently were hired, but given your past experience with regards to PSLs with the new Bill Stadium, I know that there are some fans that are concerned that the prices of these PSLs, once they're presented them, it's going to drive them either to be from where they were sitting before, or even just completely just drop out of buying season tickets or PSLs for the new stadium. Just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of how you are planning to go about handling that, and whether or not the team has plans to share cost information with these PSLs at any time. Yeah, forward.
I don't have that answer yet, Brayton, but that's obviously a priority and one of the first things that I'll dive into. I think the good news is I'm working with a PSL model right now here in New York, so I'm very familiar with how that operates. You know, the bottom line is, you know, you have to have a value proposition that works for your fans. So we'll take a hard look at it. I'm looking forward to diving in with everybody on the Bills. I'm looking forward to talking to the people, Legends. I know leadership at Legends extremely well. So I'm confident that we'll be able to work closely together on it. And as soon as I get in there, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the Experience Center, Brayton, and take a look for myself. So once I have a little bit more information, I'll be able to give you a more definitive answer on that.
Hey, Pete, John Warrell once again. I want to give you a chance to just kind of expand on an answer that you gave earlier on talking, on wanting to talk to Kevin and Don about, you know, just the Sabres in that sense. You're still on the business side and Kevin still answers to Terry, and that's my assumption. And it's always been a touch point of conversation among Sabres fans about the value of having a team hockey president of operations. Just want to get your thoughts on that, because the Bills have done well without a president of football operations. What are your thoughts about that position now that you're entering this new role?
I think our setup's going to be great, John. I've worked in this environment before. I've already been in contact with Kevin. He's been great. You know, he's down at league meetings right now, and we're going back and forth, sharing information. I know Terry is a huge fan and big proponent of what Kevin's trying to build there. So I think the model where somebody's operating the business and somebody is operating the performance side and they tree up to the owner, to me, is the preferred model. And I've seen it in multiple sports, and I know it works if you have the right people. And I'm highly confident that Kevin and I are going to collaborate very closely. I'm really excited to work with him. You know, he was been on the ground for a while. He was doing a lot on the business side. He's going to be an incredible resource to get me up to speed. And I'm just excited to work with him. And I think that model, in my history, in my experience, is a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.